Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. The Funny Farm, where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
I think Howard Stern's a senseless waste of human life.
Howard Stern? I can't say because I don't know what it is.
Howard Stern. I don't think he's wrapped right.
I think he's rotten. I think he's crude. I think he's gross. I think he's obnoxious. I think he's horrible.
I think he's sick.
Oh, is my mic on? I'm sorry.
I think he's sick. I think he needs to be put in a mental institution.
I think Howard Stern is a god. I don't care if he is fat and ugly and stupid, but I think he's a god.
Speeding bullets.
Oh man, we got a good show for you today. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Howard Stern.
Yes, it's
Howard Stern.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Howard Stern.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
All right, we got too much to do, man. Kill the laughter. Neil, do it.
And now, the president and chairman of the National Association to Save Bill Cosby's Career, National Chairman Howard Stern.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. I am Howard Stern, and we're here to save Bill Cosby's career this afternoon. We got a big telethon for you. We're excited here. Isn't Bill Cosby lovely? He is the best entertainer in the world. Bill Cosby, he needs some help. He's run out of jokes and we need your help. Bill Cosby, we're going to help you today. Hey, isn't Bill Cosby lovely? And you, ladies and gentlemen out there, you're lovely too. Let me tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, kill that music for a second, will you? Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, we've got the usual telethon screw-ups. Bill Cosby is lovely, ladies and gentlemen, and we are here to help. I am Howard Stern. Earth Dog Fred will be on our telephones. Our celebrity lines will be packed.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and hopefully you'll be funny.
Mr. Orchestra, lower the music just a tad, will you? Thank you. Wow. Is this exciting, Neil, or what?
I'm beside myself.
You know, a lot of people are saying this was bad timing to hold the Bill Cosby telethon while the muscular dystrophy telethon was going on. But what the heck? I mean, hey, it just worked out that way. I want to thank all you people who are going to be calling in with jokes to save Bill Cosby's career. Bill Cosby is the saddest comedian I have ever seen. The man obviously is a disgrace to the black race. After all, blacks have enough problems in this country, and now Bill Cosby is causing them shame on The Tonight Show every couple of weeks. He's running out of material, his jokes are stale, and we're here to help him. We're going to be asking you to call in on a special number and contribute jokes this afternoon to the cause of Bill Cosby. He's a great man, Neil, isn't he?
He surely is, Howard.
And Neil, some of our corporate sponsors are with us today who have been raising jokes for Bill Cosby all year long. You know, a lot of folks out there don't realize the effort that goes into this telethon, Neil.
It's massive.
Matter of fact, some of the greatest sponsors are on this show collecting jokes, bits, routines for Bill Cosby all year long, and at the end of the year, of course, we celebrate, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, by giving these routines over to Mr. Bill Cosby. Let's hear from some of those corporate sponsors right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
On that day, Barney Springboro got the power to zap.
I can make things fly around. I can move things.
It was Peyton Nichols who knew exactly what to do.